This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Brad Burkett. Brad is the CEO and founder of Matchpoint Partners. He's going to talk about what he does, what he sees in the market, and a lot more. Brad, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Sure, Scott. Thanks for having me today. I'm excited to chat with you. I have been running Matchpoint since we founded in 2009. We're an investment bank that caters to both emerging and growth healthcare companies and technology and services. And prior to that, unfortunately, but you'll enjoy this, I was a lawyer for 15 years before going over to the dark side and becoming a banker. But I've been in healthcare since 1994 when I was general counsel of the nursing home company, started to learn about healthcare, and then went to a succession of other startup and emerging healthcare companies, including physician practice management, radiation oncology services, data analytics, and what have you, so that over the last 25 years, I've been CEO of 8 healthcare companies, some while I've been running Matchpoint and some before. So it's been an interesting time. What I really enjoy is working with healthcare companies to get deals done, whether it's a financing, an M&A, or even doing some strategic work for them. So that's my background in a nutshell.
Well, just fascinating. And I have to ask, where did the name Matchpoint come from?
So when we formed Matchpoint in the middle of the last recession in 2009, and what we saw was that deals weren't getting done. And healthcare companies are obviously always growing. And back then, smaller companies could not get deals done. And there were no banks catering to smaller deals. So, and we have all come out of, and I'll talk about Matchpoint in a minute, but we've all come out of venture-backed and private equity-backed companies. And when a company's at a certain size, there were not advisors who knew how to work with a company with zero in revenue, $5 million in revenues. So we wanted to project out there that we wanted to be the advisor that you hired when you were at Matchpoint and you needed to win. And this was 2009 when things were going bankrupt, things were going away. It was a horrible environment. Money was tied up. So we went out and said, if you're at Matchpoint, you need us because we can advise you through these hubs. So it's kind of a fun name. We used to have a tennis player on the first page of our website, but retired that recently.
Who was the tennis player on the front page of the website?
You know, I don't recall. Sorry.
Got it. So it wasn't a specific star tennis player. It was just player to give the point of the name. Got it. And were all of you of tennis backgrounds or a couple of you of tennis backgrounds that you chose the name Matchpoint?
No, you know, we like going to the U.S. Open every year because we're based in New York. But other than that, we wanted to just give people the idea that when it was time that you couldn't get it wrong, you should call us. So it was.
Well, I love the concept, the closing concept. We're going to close now. Matchpoint, let's close the match out. Let's put a lid on it. I love the concept. I love that.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the world of private equity. You see these mega funds in the deals that you're looking at, that you're financing, that you're banking, that you're bringing to market. Where is the sweet spot? Is it these mega funds, the smaller funds, mid-sized funds? What do you see out there in sort of the universe of private equity funds that you deal with?
Well, you know, we deal sort of equally across private equity down to venture capital. And depending on the time in the market, venture capital is more hot than private equity. You know, what we've seen during COVID is the venture capital deals have become more difficult to do, early stage Series A deals. The bigger deals by private equity has slowed down a bit to make sure things are on an equal footing, but the checks are getting bigger and they're taking bigger bets. So that I think that overall across the healthcare investment continuum from Series A, Series B, all the way up to deep private equity rounds, people have realized that to get these digital health companies out there and get the new breakthroughs in healthcare out there, it requires hundreds of millions of dollars to get a company to market. There was an idea a few years ago that 10 or 15 million would get a company well on its way in healthcare, and healthcare is just too complicated for that. It's just too hard to sell, et cetera. And I think private equity, which for a long time was in the consolidation game, you know, consolidating hospitals, consolidating health plans, consolidating, is now moving even more into less traditional private equity areas. A lot of technologies, you know, the big are getting bigger, and private equity is stepping into some of those areas now. So we see the mega firms being very active, and their checks are getting larger and larger, because I think there's been a realization across the board that healthcare is going to require more money in investment, particularly on the technology side.
And what about the financing and lending side? What is that looking like, and what's your sense there? Are lenders, the private credit facilities, the senior credit facilities, what is that looking like? Are they a little bit slower to write big checks right now, or are they coming back fully into the market? What's your sense there?
You know, we have seen this period is breaking down into phases, I guess, as a lot of periods do. In March and April, a lot of the larger deals just stopped. Maybe even through May, a lot of larger deals were just put on hold. We see people stepping back into the market now. In healthcare, we're very fortunate to be in healthcare, which has been, which has continued to be one of the most active areas of investment. And I think banks are realizing that there is demand in healthcare. Somehow the healthcare providers and hospitals, et cetera, are going to get paid, and the loans are opening up. I think there was a big concern back in the early part of the spring into the summer that there would be a lot of provider bankruptcies, there would be a lot of hospital bankruptcies, and that just hasn't happened. So the banks are getting more willing to step in. And again, the deals are getting bigger already.
And talk for a moment. You started your firm right on the cusp of the last Great Recession. Talk about the anxiety, the excitement, the strength of backbone it took for you guys to get your firm started right in the back of the last recession.
Sure. I mean, it was one of those times where we were each at bigger firms at the time. The bigger firms did not know what to do. They were nervous about taking on business. We saw clients and potential clients not getting any advice, not knowing where to turn, but we saw the demand in the market. And what we called it back then is the same kind of deal environment we're in now. 2009 and 2020 are what I call white sheet of paper deals, that there is no last five deals and you just change the names. This is a white sheet of paper. You really have to understand what the company's opportunity is, what their cash is, where they're growing, their growth plan, their team. And then you have to match that with the right investor or lender, and everybody has to get around it and really understand it. And frankly, a lot of firms, particularly in larger deals, the deals become cookie cutter after a while. That's what froze the market in 2009. That's what froze in the market, parts of the market in 2020. So we really, the other secret about Matchpoint is our team is heavily populated with operators and entrepreneurs. So we've all been CEO or CTO or CFO of healthcare companies, whether private equity backed, venture backed, et cetera. So we know the ins and outs inside the company. So I think we bring a different set of skills. And through the pandemic, we are having the busiest 6 month period we've ever had in the last 11 years. So I think, but it's an interesting time to do deals. You have to be very creative. Last year's multiples don't matter. Last year's opportunities don't matter. You have to really make sure you understand the business and can project your client's business to the investor and lending market. So it was quite a struggle to jump out in a recession and voluntarily start a new firm, but it's turned out to be quite rewarding.
Well, Brad, just magnificent what you're doing, and congratulations. Can you take a moment and tell people how they can reach you and learn more about Matchpoint Partners?
Sure. Visit our website. It's mppartnersllc.com. My email is very easy. It's brad@mppartnersllc.com. We have offices in New York, Washington, San Francisco, although like the rest of the world, we're all working remotely. So we are spread throughout the country. So would be very happy to have conversations with any of your listeners, Scott.
Brad, thank you so much for joining the Scott Becker Private Equity Podcast. What a pleasure to visit with you and hear your story and what you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.